Hello and welcome to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy, the podcast that looks at conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, those who promote these theories, and as a new feature, when I'm in the middle of a mental block, we're going to be looking at the news. So for this episode, I'll be covering the news for the week ending Friday, November 3rd, 2017. And while the news was kind of light, a very interesting story broke earlier in the week, on Monday, Tuesday-ish, that the Miami Post reporting about finding documents pertaining to Adolf Hitler making it to South America, and that the CIA was investigating the possibility of Adolf Hitler living in South America. The story, the first claim is it was part of the JFK general release of CIA FBI documents, part of the JFK investigation. The Miami Herald article posts three files that are from the CIA, and put simply, there's someone in Venezuela claims to know somebody in Colombia that Adolf Hitler was spotted in Colombia. And the interesting part, this was all occurring in 1955. When I was looking at the Miami Herald article, there's a few things that struck me. First of all, these were documents that were collected in 1955. The second, it was missing the stamps that the JFK investigation was placing on all their released documents. So I thought I'd dig into this thing a little bit, and lo and behold, I find that this is probably a semi-fake story. And I'm saying semi-fake because it was real. These documents do exist on the CIA website. And actually, if you go there, but don't look under the JFK release, these were actually released in 2009 as part of a Nazi war crime investigation. These, again, it's kind of similar to what the JFK files are, where these are the last few documents that were being held because of sensitive information, whether it had, you know, living people or something that may be detrimental to U.S. security. So these documents, because you can actually go and look up Nazi war crime, and right there, or you can go to the Miami Herald article, open up that document, you'll see the link, you can back up one link, and you'll find yourself in the war crimes section of the CIA website. So these documents had nothing to do with the JFK document release, and really had no connection at all to JFK. Why did these documents appear there? So I began poking around, thanks to the Google and the internet, and how the internet doesn't forget. First, I found that the New York Post also picks up and actually copies word for word the Miami Herald article. A day later, Esquire, Vanity Fair, and CBS News picks up the story with some slight modifications, though there is a grammatical error. It was picked up in my Microsoft Word. Apparently it's a misspelling / improper word or whatever, which was in the same in all three articles. So basically these writers just copy and paste plagiarized the Miami Herald's article. But the Miami Herald, where did they get the story from? Well, now, as I said, this came out November 1st on the New York Post Miami Herald. Roughly about 2 months earlier, a site called Sputnik News published the exact same story. Not exactly word for word, but many of the quotes in the Miami Herald article was taken straight from Sputnik News. What is Sputnik News? It's a Russian news site that used to be a news service, formerly the Voice of Russia and RIA Novosti, established by the Russian government, news agency, and here's a Rus- it's a Russian word, Rossiya Sigdonia? Whatever. Probably butchered that, but I gotta go with it. So a Russian government news outlet created a story in sort of along the lines of Russia TV. Russia TV is a notorious conspiratorial source used by the likes of Alex Jones and other of the fringe radio, fringe conspiracy types. So as I chased down who may have picked up the Sputnik news story, a libertarian site, Lou Rockwell, again, had copied the story almost word for word, and InfoWars had done a couple of side reports related to this link as part of this linking of the JFK to Adolf Hitler in South America. I was trying to find, there was someone, unfortunately, a unreliable source, mainly from a online bulletin board, mentioned that Alex Jones was interviewing, that there may have been an interview between Tim Kennedy, who was the one of the creators of Finding Hitler, the documentary, I'd use that term loosely, on the History Channel, as they these guys tromp around South America trying to find the remains of Hitler and Alex Jones. But I can't find anything like that. But there have been numerous references, and again, they don't. InfoWars hasn't done a full story yet. Of course, that could be just in the works. But they have mentioned about Kennedy and Hitler. So to kind of pull this thing together, Sputnik News creates a story linking JFK to Hitler roughly about 2 months before the actual documents were going to be released. The Miami Herald reports that this was part of the JFK documentation dump, yet they do not provide any proof. They link back to the Nazi war crime documents. Three other mainstream sites, I'll call them mainstream sites, Esquire, Vanity Fair, and the CBS News, picks up the story from the Miami Herald along with the New York Post. New York Post got to it before the other three. And that's kind of where it sits now. Of course, none of it's right. The only thing that is true about this is that, yes, the CIA was looking for Hitler in South America, taking in any report that they got. I mean, that's the only way I can really describe it. Very little follow-up, because Hitler was supposed to be dead, and it's quite possible that these sources were not as reliable as what people want to think. So, and the only piece I'm missing right now is I'm actually going through the JFK documents. It's possible that these things fell into the document dump from last week, but so far I've been through about half of the documents, roughly about 3,500 documents. No sign of Adolf Hitler in any of those. Though, again, I did make a mistake last week. There were 6,600 documents total to and this would be total to date of what's been released from the last few files. The latest drop of 2,200 documents occurred last week, and there's apparently maybe about another 2,000 to 2,300 documents waiting to be released within 180 days. So far, I've not found anything relating to Hitler in the Kennedy documents. Now, there's some other interesting stuff that is coming out of the JFK documents, mostly the Martin Luther King stuff, but most of that seems to be FBI, and that could be very much that could be linked more to the COINTELPRO program that the FBI had operated against radicals and subversives like Dr. King and all these evil do-gooders that are trying to make the world better. I think there'd be more on to that. So that is the JFK story. Now, these last few stories aren't necessarily earth-shattering, but they were conspiracy stories. Sports Illustrated runs a article on Kyrie Irving and his comments about the flat earth. The article kind of runs more through the kind of the more the historical aspects of the story, why and when and where, why he's making these claims. And I'm going to save part of this for more of an editorial comments part at the end of the show here, because there's also the Clive Bundy going to court on his issues with the Bureau of Land Management. If you're not familiar with this story, apparently this Clive Bundy has been keeping, is a cattle rancher, and believed that he, or at least claims that he had grandfather rights to lands within the protected wilderness areas. And in order to graze cattle in these areas, you had to have special permits. And he claims he didn't need these permits because of, initially it was that there was some grandfather clause or something along that lines. And then eventually the government kind of would have had confiscated his cattle, and eventually he would, through various legal wranglings, attempts to prove that he has rights to graze his cattle on those lands, never produced any documentation or any type of arrangements that may have been made with the Bureau of Land Management, and eventually then would conduct a standoff. Similar things have happened at others, and while these would probably not have raised too many issues outside of the Southwest where this is occurring, the issue apparently has something to do with the sovereign citizen movement, that the government can't own this land, and there's all sorts of, and again, I'm going to comment a little bit more personally, but apparently his case is coming up in court in Nevada. An interesting tidbit from the Donald Trump front. I don't want to go too deep into this one, but the word conspiracy pops up. So apparently a number of Trump advisors have been indicted on conspiracy charges to, again, concerning money that has been transferred from Paul Manafort's company to Russian operatives. And apparently as part of this Russian probe being conducted by special counsel Robert Mueller as part of an FBI investigation of a collusion between the Donald Trump campaign and Russian operatives. Already, a fellow by the name of George Papadopoulos has pleaded guilty to lying to the special counsel concerning Paul Manafort and Rick Gates' involvement with money laundering between him and elements in the Russian government. This is a wait-and-see thing. I don't want to go into too much detail. It's just that it said conspiracy, and I thought I'd take a look at it. I think this is going to be an ongoing story. I think it's going to be the only thing interesting, really, for me in this is that Manafort was an associate of Roger Stone, And Roger Stone is a very interesting character in of himself. He has been a regular on the Alex Jones radio program, InfoWars. And he's in a documentary on Netflix. I mean, he is a very, I would say probably, I wouldn't trust anything that would come out of Roger Stone's mouth. And since Manafort was a partner in their lobbying business in trying to support libertarian or, well, it was initially libertarian candidates, but then switched into supporting Republicans, though Stone seems to have backed out of the Republicans and have now started going back toward the libertarian side. Roger Stone is well known, and he has even admitted to creating false stories that were planted in the news, creating rumors, more than likely in part some of the Kenyan father that Obama was actually a Kenyan. I never saw him pop up in the birth certificate, but I think it sounds like even Stone had encouraged those stories to move forward, providing money, providing assistance in getting those stories into the mainstream news. So with that, that is pretty much the news for the week ending Friday, November 3rd.
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
So to kind of wrap this up and throw some commentary on top of this, because I've mentioned sovereign citizen and flat earthers. These are not exactly high on the list of mainstream conspiracies. Most of them are political conspiracies. Things like JFK, which is my lead story, but with guys like Kyrie Irving, there has been a handful, not really a large handful, but quite a few who have promoted a flat earth. And of course, then you got the Clive Bundys, the various sovereign citizen type, though Clive Bundy is one type of sovereign citizen, there are others. There are those who believe that there's the United States went bankrupt. The United States really doesn't exist, so they're not bound to pay taxes and so on. There's this weird, it's a weird, very weird collection of laws, or at least beliefs based on esoteric laws that they've pulled out of. I don't really want to go too deep into it because, one, I don't have my notes, and number two is I'm still trying to figure out what the heck a sovereign citizen really is. There seems to be like 30 or 40 different iterations of sovereign citizen. But needless to say, what seems to be a common thread in all these conspiracies, not only just the JFK and the 9/11, but when you start talking about flat earths, sovereign citizens, chemtrails, there's even, I mean, for, I'm not sure if I'm going to be talking about it next week. I just saw this weekend stories about the owner of Papa John's being claiming that there's a conspiracy by the NFL to somehow people are not buying his pizzas. Okay, what is, you know, people are going to believe what they want to believe. But what's interesting when you look at all these and you look at them in a big group, one thing you see is what I'm going to call the ends justifying the means. Now, I haven't really fleshed this out too well yet, but the idea is that it's not so much the conspiracy that you're promoting. It's there's a underlying reason. It's more of the underlying reason of what you're promoting. Now, I mean, really it's clear with the flat earth. These are people who are anti-science, or at least don't understand the science, and are very religious, almost hyper-religious, because they believe that the Bible, everything stems from the Bible. The Bible is the only true word. And, of course, buried in Scripture, there's parts about the earth being the center, the rock on which the universe is built, all this kind of stuff, that the earth is immutable, things like that. There's all these different references that the earth has to be the center of the universe. Where they get flat, I'm not sure, but they seem to think that they believe that the earth is flat. And that by promoting the flat earth, it is their way of defending the Bible. Now, that may make some sense, but the idea is they don't care what the truth is. We're in a post-truth world anyhow, but the truth isn't important. What's important is what apparently the importance is moving the needle, getting more listeners, having the highest ratings, making the most money from advertising. If it moves units, all is well. So by promoting the Bible, try to bring these people who have left the churches. Many of the churches are now, they're losing believers, though the numbers seem to be kind of fluid. I'll just say it that way, because there seems to be like I think the issue really is what constitutes an atheist versus an agnostic. But the idea is you promote something, you're promoting something that is patently false. The earth is flat. You have to accuse somebody. You can't excuse the Bible. So you got to go after the scientists and the politicians and everyone else. And then somehow makes everything all right. It's okay to claim the earth is flat because it defends the Bible and it attacks science. You'll find that with some of the more political. I mean, when you look at the JFK assassination, you had those who, many conspiracy types, believe that Cuba was involved, or Russia-Cuba. Lyndon Johnson may have been involved. It may have been a rogue element of the CIA or FBI. It may have been the mafia, or the Chicago Mafia in particular, wanted Kennedy dead. And they, of course, build the story. Why? Well, apparently, basically makes more sense to an individual. And, of course, it says that our government failed to protect the president, or failed in its policies. It failed to deal with Cuba properly. We should have invaded Cuba and get rid of Castro, and then Kennedy would have been perfectly safe. There would have been no Cuba to worry about. So there's all these different. So if you claim that, you make these claims that, you know, there were Cuban shooters on the grassy knoll, or you put them wherever. The idea is what you're basically saying is our government is incompetent. It can't function correctly. It fails to protect presidents, or it fails to pass sensible gun control laws, whatever the excuse is. Use a conspiracy and create a lie it could be truth. I should be a little bit more fair, but more than likely it's something fake, some false information. But the idea is it's okay to say it's really, you can lie, cheat, steal, as long as you get the end result that you want. Roger Stone makes a living doing that. He will lie, cheat, and steal to get his candidates elected. Did Roger Stone do that for Trump? He hasn't admitted to anything, so I cannot make that assumption. But he certainly admitted to getting Ronald Reagan elected and the Bushes elected. So So with that said, that's the end of this episode of Conspiracy in the News. I'd like to thank you for listening, and good night.